Good morning, Elvis. We can get this started with Manolo.
Hey, ¿está todo?
Bien, bien, papá, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias. Elvis, el Cristo que le pido por your experiences with your new teams, your new teammates, this first 2 weeks. And how long did it take you to be accustomed to your green uniform after so many years in blue?
It was only one day. After the first day, I was kind of a little weird, but you know, my family and everybody said they look good. So, you know, I trust them. And after the first day, everything was good. But, you know, the guy's been amazing. Feel comfortable since day one playing against them. But being here, you know, it was kind of like what I thought it was going to be. So, you know, really glad that the atmosphere is really cool here.
Yes. Bob was saying about a couple of hours ago that you wanted to play as much as possible this spring besides Matt Chapman, to get the feeling of your new third baseman, and probably you would like to play with a lot of second basemen as well. Could you talk about this importance of playing besides the mat and also getting a good feel of your second baseman?
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the important things for me, getting to know, like I say, you know, I'll play against him, and I used to hate him so much because nothing goes through him, but now playing alongside, I just need to know how much actually ground that he covers, so I can kind of figure it out and start thinking how is he gonna be doing the season, and kind of just, you know, get that relationship with him in the field. So I know he's gonna play probably like in a week or something. So when he get back in the field for sure, you know, I would like to play pretty much all the games that he played.
Jess,
hey Elvis, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. So I feel like you're kind of a guy who does really well feeding off the crowd. So what was it like to have the fans back in the stands for the first time in a long time?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, I said it last year, you know, playing baseball with no fans is not baseball. It's so boring. So it was pretty cool. It made me feel that I was playing professional baseball again. And you know, we know the fans are going to love it. They, you know, really anxious to get in the ballpark. So, you know, it was really nice, a nice feeling, you know, being able to play in front of people.
Matt?
Hey, Elvis. I know, right after the trade, you said that you felt like playing alongside Chapman was going to be similar to playing alongside Beltre earlier in your career. Specific things that you see that are similar between the two of them, the way they play defensively?
Their work ethic. They both have a really nice work ethic. I mean, Chappy is like, he's nonstop, man. That kid works. Oh my God. Like, I get to the ballpark, he's sweating. I'm leaving the ballpark, he's sweating still. I'm like, okay, you can chill out, Chap. But, you know, they love it. Really passionate third basemen, and they know they're super talented, but at the same time, they're humble enough to know that they still need to, you know, work hard and want it to get better, which it's kind of hard to get better when you're at the top, but they have that mentality, man. So for me, you know, I feed off that, you know, every time I see him work, you know, as a reminder for me that, you know, I need to keep working hard. I need to keep getting better and trying to get better. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, man. They every time they're taking ground ball, like I mentioned a few times, like, you know, poetry in motion. It's beautiful to see them take ground ball. And, you know, when he released that ball, it's freaking cannon. And, you know, he's really excited to actually see it right next to him.
Shayna?
After we talked with you last, you said that you lost a couple pounds in the off season. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you were able to do to shed those pounds and how you're feeling now that that you're back on the field.
Yeah, no, I have to change a little bit my workouts. I mean, throughout my whole career, you know, I basically used to do a lot of squats and lunges and regular weight, you know, heavy weight. And so what happened with my back last year, you know, doctors say no more squats, no more lunges for you, take care of your back. So I was able to approach my off season for the first time in a different way. And, you know, I feel great. I feel really good. I feel flexible. I feel, you know, my quickness is back. So, I mean, right now it's about just getting my body to get used to it every day pretty much. But it feels good. I mean, I'm kind of like I feel when I was 20 again, with the mentality of the 30. So I feel pretty good, you know, going forward this year.
Martin?
Hey, Elvis. We talked to Laureano not too long ago, and he mentioned that he'd been asking you a lot about just stolen bases and a lot of stuff about the game. And I'm just wondering what's your relationship been like with him and just a lot of the younger guys on the team? Just, you know, I know you were a guy who's, you know, been in the league for a long time. So how have you kind of just been approaching, kind of helping out, you know, any guys who have questions or anything this spring?
Yeah, no, Ramon, I mean, he was the first guy that I talked to, you know, as soon as I got traded. I follow him a lot. I'm enjoying watching him play the way he play, you know, with so much passion, and he's fearless out there in the field. That's why he's a player that he is. And yeah, we've been talking a lot. He wants to get more stolen bases. And that's something that I noticed. I was like, I know you guys can hit, but like, why nobody's stealing here? So they're still young and they want to get, they want to steal, like him, Chapman, and the rest of the guys. And I was like, you know, it's not too hard. I mean, stealing base is not rocket science. So through spin training, you know, I talked to them already. Well, it's going to happen. Like, you guys are going to steal. Like, I'll make sure you guys are still. So just stay healthy. But, you know, they want to learn, man. They're young, but they're so talented, which is a rare combination, in, you know, now in the game. They feel like, they look like they've been playing for years in the big leagues. And I mean, a bunch of them is like their third year, you know, going through the fourth season. So, you know, it's really unbelievable what they've been able to accomplish in such a short career and, you know, how fearless they are. So, you know, coming here, I knew it was going to be an amazing transition for me, because I know I can help them with a lot of, you know, my experience that I've been doing through the years. But I play like that too. You know, I play fearless. Like, you know, I don't really think about making a mistake. I'm actually always concentrating and being successful. So, and then that's the best you can be. You know, that's a mindset as a player you want to be out there, because, you know, mistakes are going to happen. You know, you're going to make errors. That's, you know, if you're playing every day, it's going to happen. But as long as you stay positive and maintain, you know, that positive environment in the clubhouse, that's, you know, that's a winning team right there.
Manolo?
Yeah, Elvis, this one is from a fan of yours. You know, many people write about you and Twitter, wants to know things about you and your new team. Yeah, this fan wants to know why, you know, after so many years with number one, you're wearing now number 17.
17 is always a number that, I mean, throughout my minor league careers, I always use 17. That's a number my dad, that he used to use when he was playing baseball before. So that's actually my, you know, my favorite number. Number one, it was just, you know, I got to the team with Texas and they gave me that number and I'm trying to get the 17 later on. But, you know, it was like Nelson Cruz was using it and then Chu when we signed him. So it was kind of impossible for me to use it. But, you know, when I came here, they asked me about it. I was like, you know, it's a new start for me. So I felt like, you know, number one, I can just, you know, turn the page from that number and you know, use it, the number that I always wanted to use, which is 17.
Vince?
Good morning, Elvis. We'd always see you as a Ranger in your first at bat. You'd step out and you'd always give a salute to Bob, kind of a respect kind of thing. And now he's your manager. And he spoke very highly early in camp about how you've had conversation with him about your perception of the club from your Texas Ranger days and the things that you saw and recognized. What has that growth been like with you spending time with Bob and that important relationship that you would have with your new manager?
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, you knew as a, you know, playing against Oakland and for the past 8-9 years, the boss being here as a manager, you knew that you were going to play against a really smart manager. You know, that for us to beat them, we have to literally like do it ourselves. Like, you're not going to beat them, you know, through like movement and you know, being trying to be smart, you know, smarter than him. So it's something that I always, as a player, I always wish. I was like, I think it'd be nice to play with somebody like him, because I'm such a detailed person. And when you play with somebody that is actually ahead of the game also, you know, it's like, I just can't wait, you know, to like get in the field and, you know, start the season and just pick his brain in so many areas. So, I mean, it's been amazing so far. You know, I've been talking to him a few times, but I know that as soon as the season starts, that's when I'm actually trying to get the most I can, because – you know, for me, I always run ahead of the game, and I think that's the only way to slow the game down, especially right now. So, you know, it's been amazing. He's such a smart manager, and the way he is, I know, you know, and now I can realize why teams are so relaxed playing with him, because, you know, he lets you be yourself. He just wants you to go out there and work hard, and then, you know, he doesn't ask you, you know, more than what you can, you know, what you can give him. So, you know, really glad to be part of the team and play for him. And I mean, I can tell you that I'm ready to, you know, go out there and kill somebody in the field for him for sure.
And can you explain, as a 12-year veteran of the big leagues, your relationship with Darren Bush and Eric Martins, the hitting coaches, what you want them to see from you, what you want them to look for, how you go through maybe making adjustments or them getting used to the routines and the cues that make you successful at the plate?
No, I think everybody. I mean, start the talk with, you know, with Bob, but all the coaches are, you know, they have the same approach. It's not about them. You know, there's no coach with ego here. Everybody's for you, for the player. Everybody wants you, you know, they all want you to get better. They all want me to get better. So whatever I want to do to, you know, be comfortable and, you know, get myself in shape for the season, they're down, which is, you know, you don't see that too often right now in baseball. So, I mean, everybody's been amazing. I mean, you know, with Darren talking a little bit, he already told me that he knows my swing pretty much, you know, being playing against or like see me, you know, when we come in Oakland. So he knows when I'm doing good, when I was not doing too good the last few years, what I was doing wrong. So we have those conversations already. And then, I mean, he's, you know, he's right. You know, he's not like he's telling me something new. He's like me, you know, he's trying to keep everything pretty simple. He's trying not to like make it rocket science, you know, hitting the ball. So I love it. I think that, I mean, that's my mentality as a player. I try to make it as simple as possible. So I can enjoy, you know, the game the most every single day. And I mean, every coach has been like that.
A couple quick things. First, do you have like a certain number of at-bats that you feel like you want to or need to get in spring to feel ready for opening day?
Not really. I mean, I always tell my managers, like, I'm ready whenever you guys want me to play. Like, literally, I don't need like 60 or 70 at bat. I don't need probably 10 at bat, but like usually I get around 30 to 35 at bats. Like I say, if I feel good and everything is going well, my body's feeling good, like I just want to stay healthy for opening day. Like, you know, for me, spin training is get myself ready, get my body ready, react to the balls and everything and get timing. And as soon as I get that, like I'm done. I'm like, I put my head already, you know, in the season and just trying to stay healthy, you know, for the last few days been training. So I'm always trying to keep it really simple. And, you know, if I need to work on something, I'll do it. If it's not, everything's good. You know, I just, you know, go every day and trying to have fun.
And then just what's it like to be reunited with Mitch Moreland and how has he looked to you so far in camp?
Oh, it was amazing, man. Mitch, I mean, I know Mitch since I was like probably 17 when I got traded here. I met him for the first time, and then, you know, we played quite a few years with the Rangers, and you know, he's such an amazing guy. Great ball player. Like, he's becoming such a terrific player all around, defensively and offensively. But, you know, what he can bring to the clubhouse is huge. Guys like him, you always need him. They're always, you know, going to add something positive to the team. So that's the way he is. And, you know, I love him. And I always want to talk to him, even when we were like playing against. But, you know, great guy to be around and, you know, love to compete. And that's what you're asking as a teammate.
John?
Yeah, hi, Ellis. You're talking about the running game and, you know, you have 300 steals career. Do you plan on running a lot this year? I mean, do you anticipate the green light always? Has there been conversations about that?
I mean, I'm hoping. yeah, I mean, that's part of my game. I love to steal. And through all the years, you know, I've been able to, you know, get a little smarter, you know, smarter stealing. Don't try to go crazy like I did in my 20s, you know, like without like looking at it, just keep going. Right now it's more like, you know, trying to look for counts and all that. But yeah, so far, you know, Bob told me, you know, he wanted me to be myself. He wanted me to go out there and play the way I've been doing all the time. You know, being smart, staying healthy. But yeah, as I'm planning to steal a lot of bases this year. So that's a plan.
Who mentored you on the stolen base? And do you plan at all to meet with Ricky Henderson to learn more about it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think a person that helped me a lot, especially in the beginning, was my coach, Gary Pettis. He helped me a lot, especially in my first 2-3 years. Like, he taught me so many things about, you know, stuff about pitchers and, like, seeing video and, like, study and, like, you know, so many stuff that, I mean, I will spend the whole day here telling you guys. But I can't wait, man. That's one of the guys that, you know, for me, I love stealing bases. Being able to talk to Ricky, that would be a dream come true. And even if he doesn't tell me any tips, I got still be a dream come true just being able to talk about, you know, base running with him. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. And I'm hoping, you know, that I'm blessed to be able to talk to him a little bit about stealing base for sure.
Going from one Oakland guy to another, Pettis to Ricky. But do you just one last thing. Do you feel the need to impress fans? I mean, you've been on one team for so long. You feel kind of like a rookie again and kind of to show your stuff in front of a new fan base. Is there pressure there? Is a feeling there about that?
There's not a pressure. And like, I do want to impress for sure. I want to give a good impression to the fans all the time. I love, like I always say, like fans always feed me that energy. And you know, I know what I can do out there to make them, you know, get up and get crazy. So I'm expecting bringing that to the ballpark every single day and just make them, especially in Oakland. I mean, I used to, they will get on my nerves, all the fans, how loyal they are. And like, they used to have, you know, the different signs for each player. I was like, oh my God, like I'd be nice to have one in here. So now that we're here, you know, I can't wait for that to happen, but yeah, I don't think it's pressure wise. I mean, for me, it's more like just get myself ready, man. If I'm ready and I'm healthy, I know what I can do in the field. Like I've been in my career, so there's no reason for me to, you know, put extra pressure. But I do always feel like a rookie. I always play baseball like a rookie guy. Like that's my mentality. Like you never know when you know you're not gonna be here. So I'm trying to enjoy and play as many games I can and contribute to the team, you know, as much as I can every single day and win. So, you know, I'm coming to the organization, they're at the top, they just want to win, they have that mentality. So for me, that's what I was missing the last few years, you know, that competing for the title, competing for the playoff, that's what it's all about, man. That's why, you know, you want to be in the big leagues for.
All right. Thank you, Elvis.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elvis.